How much have you been in hospital?
Mainly I remember winters, because it seemed to me there was at least three winters when I ended up in the hospital. Started out with bronchitis. It developed into pneumonia. And either the antibiotics that the GP gave me didn't work, or they made me very sick. Mainly that. And then I'd have to go into hospital with dehydration. And that may be where the ketones came in, because I would be so dehydrated from being sick with the antibiotics. I think that probably was it. I was in a couple of times, Jeffrey Harris, and I've been into the JR a couple of times. And it wasn't until about... I had a flu shot every winter, but that didn't prevent bronchitis. And then about 4 years ago, the doctor suggested I have an injection that was to stop pneumonia. Had some effect against it. And I got that, and then I never again went into hospital in the winter. It became just a thing that happened in January. I ended up in the hospital, very ill, either from the pneumonia and pleurisy or from the effects of antibiotics. And that was the keto whatever.
Well, you've had quite a lot of experience of hospitals over more than 50 years.
Yeah, I have, haven't I?
What changes have you noticed in the way doctors treat you or nurses treat you, or changes in the National Health Service?
Well, the difference, the main difference you notice, is the informality. From going in where you didn't dare have a sheet creased, the nurses wouldn't allow, you couldn't sit on a bed, to today when very informally treated, and they ask you what you would like to be called, and they'll call you whatever you would wish to be called. And, yes, informality of young doctors dropping by, which is much, much better. And you feel you can say what you'd like to them, to not being afraid of them. Yeah, absolutely. And always kindness. And I can remember when I had the end of my toe taken off. I was in hospital in the Radcliffe Infirmary for, well, about...